It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I guess a better question would be, what didn't happen while you were at work today? Hey, it's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. So this happened late Friday. We just got the word in now, and that's the ethics complaint against Ryan Walters that has been filed by the Oklahoma Ethics Commission against Ryan Walters, former state superintendent of education, dismissed. It all happened in March of 2025 when Walters sent out press releases with the headline, "Walters touts alternatives to woke teachers unions," telling them to join the Teachers Freedom Alliance. He later resigned as state superintendent of education and became the CEO of Teachers the Teachers Union Alternative. Teacher Freedom Alliance. Anyway, the communications caught the attention of the Oklahoma City Democrat Representative Ellen Pogemiller, of course. And ultimately, she threw the complaint to the Ethics Commission, who then dropped the complaint, and Walters resigned. So, that's, once again, a moot point. It's gone. It's out. It's out of there. So, as hard as they tried to get Ryan Walters, they once again failed. And just what happened to Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina? And who is his replacement going to be? Late this afternoon, that was announced. I'll get into it coming up right away. I mean, within seconds, I watched it happen. The conspiracy theories were abounding. He just got back from Ukraine and he died. And he was about to add more sanctions to Russia. Have the Russians assassinated him? Well, no, those sanctions would have gone into effect even without Lindsey Graham. That was in motion. Oh, that toothpaste was out of the tube long ago. So I'll tell you what actually did happen. And unfortunately, it's just exactly as it seems. Lindsey Graham had some bad luck with his circulatory system. Everyone's also asking if Mitch McConnell is going to be next. I don't think so, given what we now know. None of that stopped the Iranians from getting back to their shenanigans. So Trump has declared a new role for the United States. I want to know what you think of that new role in the United States. It was the first day back to business for the Congress. And birthright citizenship is not dead. It has been resurrected. That's a good thing. We will see if the Congress keeps it alive or gets rid of it. So, more evidence of how deadly our open borders are this past weekend. Another illegal truck driver struck, and that was thanks to Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. Oh, and Joe Biden's disciple, Tim Walz. We now have it documented that he let an illegal alien rapist out of jail, let him back into the population of the United States, because he was worried about the optics. He was worried about what it was going to look like. So we got that to get us started. Anything else you might want to bring to the topic buffet? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. lmatthews@freedom969.com. My email address. And you'll find me on Facebook and on X profiles as well. So new details surrounding Senator Lindsey Graham's sudden death have drawn attention to a cardiovascular emergency that can become fatal within seconds. In a statement released by Graham's office yesterday, the preliminary findings from the District of Columbia's chief medical examiner identifying the cause of death as an aortic dissection. due to arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Graham, who's 71, was transported to George Washington University, where he was pronounced dead at 10:23 p.m. Saturday night. The autopsy was completed Sunday. The death certificate is going to be pending because toxicological and microscopic testing has to be finalized, but they are pretty certain that the cause of death and the manner of death was the arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. An aortic dissection is a life-threatening medical emergency in which a tear develops in the inner layer of the aorta. The body's largest artery comes out of the heart. It occurs when the layers of the aorta come apart and the inner one tears. Now, the reason it's so scary is it's difficult to detect. And usually by the time you feel any of the symptoms, chest pain, weakness, shortness of breath, it's too late. They have to get in there and try to repair it if they can. Most of the time, it's already too late. Blood rushes through the tear and causes the layers of the aortic wall to separate, which then disrupt blood flow to vital organs or lead to a fatal rupture if not treated immediately. When Lindsey Graham got back from Ukraine, he had complained of being tired, which was not unusual because it's a long trip. And you don't sleep well because you're on an airplane and the airplane's moving. And even if you do sleep, it's not very sound sleep. He had started to feel bad Saturday night. He told his staff members he wasn't feeling very good. They advised him to please go in. And he had a spot on one of the networks the next morning. He wanted to wait until after that. And then he was going to go in. Well, he started having chest pains and shortness of breath, and then they called the paramedics. The paramedics arrived. They had to bust down the door because it was dead bolted and perform CPR. A spontaneous coronary artery dissection is rare, but it is also fatal, and it's traumatic and can disrupt the blood flow to vital organs or lead to a fatal rupture if not treated immediately. Do you remember the comedian and actor John Ritter of Three's Company fame? And what was the other one that he did? He was working on one when he died. What was that TV show? It was one of Kaley Cuoco's first roles, too. 10 Rules for Dating My Daughter, was that it? Katie Seagal played his wife. He just dropped dead one day, and it was the same kind of thing. Dr. Kenneth Perry, an emergency physician based out of South Carolina, said the best way to visualize the condition is to think about the aorta of a hose, and the inner lining of the hose slowly deteriorates to the point where the hose bursts. And that's what happened. If you already have a heart problem, this can result. If you have high blood pressure, this can result. And there are other conditions that they treat to try to keep something like that from happening. But blood pressure is the main thing. I don't know if Lindsey Graham was on any kind of blood pressures. I will tell you, I'm on a blood pressure medication, and I watch it very, very carefully. And sometimes it's just the nature of my job. I'm going to have high blood pressure when I get off the air. That's all there is to it. I don't think there's any meds that can bring it down. So I don't take my blood pressure when I get off the air. I wait a couple of hours. But so far, my doctor has been pretty happy with what I've been doing on our treatment regimen. So it hasn't been a big problem for me. But that's one of the things you've got to watch. I've had heart examinations. I've had heart scans. I've had heart tests, you know, where you test how your stamina on a treadmill. And all of that has worked out pretty well for me. So I'm not terribly worried about it. But it does go to show that if you have any kind of high blood pressure, you need to treat it. The other thing that can cause it is diabetes. If you are diabetic and you're not treating your diabetes, that can be a problem. So take care of yourself. Get to your doctor regularly. They run tests that will tell you if there's something going on that needs to be treated. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. There have also been a lot of conversation about Lindsey Graham's death, meaning there's one less rhino in the Senate. I don't think Lindsey Graham was a full-blown rhino. I believe there were times when he did compromise with the Democrats, and I think he compromised with Democrats when he needed to compromise with Democrats. Again, when you are in the legislative branch of government, it is your job to compromise. That's what you're there for. The executive branch gets to be absolute, and so does the judicial branch. They get to be absolute. But if you're too absolute as a member of the Congress or a member of the Senate, you're never going to get anything done because you're going to make so many people mad at you, they're never going to agree to anything you want. So you have to be able to talk to people that you disagree with about things that they may disagree with in a way that will bring them around to your sense of thinking or their sense of thinking. Lindsey Graham was good at that. There were a lot of junior senators who would get, you know, blessed out by other senators if they were mad at him for whatever reason. And they thought they'd really be in trouble. And Lindsey Graham would take him aside and said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It happens. Hey, you get, in another few days, everything's going to be fine. Everybody's going to be happy again. One of my more amusing, it was right after, I don't remember what the issue was. It was in Trump's first term. And I don't remember what they were trying to get passed, but they didn't quite get it passed, but they kind of did. And they were interviewing Lindsey Graham in the hallway, and he said, I'm more worried about who's going to tell Bush what the hell's going on here. And I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm worried it's going to be me. He was going to have to be the one to go tell Trump whatever it was didn't pass exactly the way they wanted it to. He was a senator from South Carolina. I lived in South Carolina for 2 years. He was not from Charleston, and I didn't see him frequenting Charleston. But while I was there, a very large bridge was built over Charleston Harbor. Modern, big suspension bridge. And Charleston Harbor at that point is a mile and a half across. So the bridge became, once it was finished, it became a really good place to go jogging because if you wanted to do a 5K, it was once across the bridge and then back across the bridge and you did your 5K. Anyway, he was there at the grand opening of the bridge. I did not get to meet him. And he wasn't, this was 2004, so he wasn't the Mac Daddy that he had become in the Senate yet. He had not earned all the clout that. And that's the other thing. You talk about term limits. This is another reason why I don't believe in term limits in certain offices. Because it takes you a long time to earn your positions on some of the committees to get things done that you want to get done. If you want to be the chairman of the Energy Committee and your state is a big energy producer, you got to spend some time in Congress before anybody's going to recognize who you are and recognize your talent as someone who would be good on the chairmanship or even on the committee itself. Now, on the Senate side, I feel different because their terms are a lot longer and they have a lot more time to build up a war chest and they have a lot more time to build up clout. Because they don't have to run for election every 2 years like members of the House of Representatives do. So I feel differently about term limits when it comes to members of the Senate. But if a certain little region of the United States where they're being represented by one person and they want to keep voting that one person in because they like that person, they should have the freedom to do that. There should not be anything in inhibiting that freedom. So that's why I believe in term limits for the Senate, not for the members of the House of Representatives. So a replacement was announced minutes before I sat down to do this. Nepotism's already being screamed about. I'll get into that. And what do you think? 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. They're not all spam risk. I mean, some of the phone numbers do actually look like they're legitimate. It's hard to tell these days whether it is a legitimate phone number trying to call you about something important or not. I'm Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, you're probably getting plenty of them. And that is calls to try to get you to set up Medicare through a certain out-of-state, out-of-town, probably even out-of-the-country entity. Don't mess with it. Deal with somebody here locally. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. You'll recognize that number if they call you, but you make the call. That way it's all taken care of. And if you're new to Medicare, the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put everything together and come up with a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790. All those other calls you're getting, forget about them. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
That's why you can't have genuine discussions about anything, because the algorithms don't reward it.
When we turn into an idiocracy, it will be aided greatly by the structure of social media and its use of algorithms as an editorial tool.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said all of them, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics.
That was Lindsey Graham at the Kavanaugh hearings, the Supreme Court hearings for Justice Kavanaugh. And he was out of his mind angry with the Democrats for dragging Kavanaugh's name through the mud as much as they did. And then he was trying to remind them, hey, I had an opportunity to do this with Elena Kagan and Sotomayor, and I didn't do it. And if you really wanted to know if this guy were guilty of rape or some sort of sexual assault, you could have called for an FBI investigation, but you didn't do it. Why? Because it wouldn't have been politically expedient. And he was right. Didn't agree with Lindsey Graham on everything. But you're not supposed to agree with somebody on everything, not even your spouse. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the death of Lindsey Graham? And South Carolina law requires a quick special primary to replace a late senator like Lindsey Graham. Speculation's already occurring as to who might run for that position. Early gossip focused on the candidates who lost in either state's gubernatorial race, like Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, Representative Ralph Norman, or Nancy Mace, businessman Rahm Reddy, or the main primary challenger versus Graham himself, Mark Lynch. Norman has already stated that he's asked President Trump for his endorsement and will make an announcement Tuesday about the upcoming race. But Governor Henry McAllister could have appointed himself. He also could have picked another Trump ally, like Lieutenant Governor Evatt, or even Trey Gowdy and Tim Scott. Those names have been bandied about. But as I was sitting down to do this program, it was announced that the governor of Oklahoma, Henry McMaster, has appointed Lindsey Graham's younger sister, Delilah, to fill in the blank, at least until the election is held. Now, that, of course, has a bunch of people that are screaming nepotism, nepotism, nepotism. But this was Trump's choice. And the reason Trump thought this would be the best choice would be because she would contain and keep going all of the momentum that Lindsey Graham had started, in particular where it comes to the work he was doing in Ukraine. He was doing some very important negotiating in Ukraine. In fact, that's what he was working on when he flew back here. And I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Interesting story about Lindsey Graham's younger sister. You may have heard that Lindsey Graham came from a poor family. His family owned a pool hall, and they lived in one room behind the pool hall. And he was much, much older than her, like 21 years older than her. Somewhere along the line, I think Lindsey Graham was in his teen, or maybe he was 21 at the time. At any rate, the parents died, and he had to go through formal adoption proceedings in order to keep custody of his little sister. Otherwise, his little sister would have gone to foster care. So he became a proxy father to her, to his own sister. And so they think alike and have some of the same sensibilities. So I think that's a good choice, at least for a fill-in. Will she then turn around and run? I don't know what the law says in South Carolina about that. She might be able to. If it were Oklahoma, you used to be able to do that. Now you have to take a pledge that you won't. But it's just a pledge. It's non-binding. So more of that coming up on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator Jim Banks is introducing legislation to limit birthright citizenship, setting up another major legal and political debate. A new watchdog study alleges Apple and Google limited negative coverage of Graham Plattner. Google rejects the claim. A Southern California-based company just received approval to test a space mirror.
Last Thursday, the FCC issued a license to Reflect Orbital, an energy company based in Hawthorne. The mirror would reflect sunlight to the dark parts of Earth. It's only allowed to deploy one satellite at a time. Several entities argued against the approval of the license for reasons including radio frequency interference and space debris mitigation. That includes astronomers and wildlife experts who warned the reflected light could distract airplane pilots, wreak havoc on astronomical observations, and interfere with circadian rhythms. The FCC says there is a minimal risk of harm to society. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. If you want to know the number one thing that destroys most injury claims today, it's not always what happens at the scene. It's what happens on social media afterwards. Insurance companies now review Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything. They're looking for anything they can twist. A picture smiling at dinner, a video playing with your kids, or just a comment saying you're doing fine. I've seen perfectly good cases damaged because of one careless post. So here's my advice. After the accident, treat your social media like a crime scene. Don't even touch it. Don't post, don't comment, and ask friends and family not to tag you. This has been the McIntyre Minute, and I'm Noble McIntyre, protecting your rights in the courtroom and online. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An ethics complaint filed against former Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters has been dismissed. The complaint centered on Walters' promotion of the Teacher Freedom Alliance while in office. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission determined there was no reasonable cause to believe ethics violations occurred. Walters later resigned as superintendent and became CEO of the organization. The case is now reportedly closed. A nonprofit group dedicated to honoring veterans recently surprised Choctaw Mayor Chad Alcox with a free flagpole installation at his home. Alcox is a Marine Corps veteran who served two Middle East deployments and says the recognition was especially meaningful given his struggles after returning home. The organization, Flagpoles for Our Veterans, installs flagpoles at no cost to veterans across Oklahoma. Representatives say many recipients view the gesture as a thank you they never received. The Oklahoma City Zoo has set a new attendance record for the third consecutive year, with more than 1.2 million people visiting the zoo between July of last year and June of this year, marking a 10% increase. Visitors came from all 50 states and more than 20 countries. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Everyone's asking if Mitch McConnell is going to be next. I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in some areas during the afternoon, reaching a high of 89. Tomorrow night, there is a possibility of thunderstorms early on, followed by partly cloudy conditions and a low of 70. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny with a high of 88. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
As of about 30 minutes ago,
We've reached agreement with the White House on a version of the Russian sanctions bill that they will support. It means it's going to become law, this Russian sanctions package that would give tools to President Trump to help end this war.
That was the last speech that Lindsey Graham made, and that was on the grounds of the Zelensky Palace in Ukraine. And then he flew back to the United States, got home to the United States about 6 p.m. United States time. He called Trump to tell Trump basically about that meeting and how that went. Trump asked how he was doing. He says, feeling a little tired, but that's not unusual. Got off the phone with Trump and then said he started to feel worse and told his staff members that he wasn't feeling very well. They encouraged him to go to the hospital or to go get checked out. He decided, no, let me wait till my appearance on the news programs on Sunday morning. And then if I still feel bad, I'll go do something about it. And within about an hour, he was having intense chest pains and weakness and shortness of breath. And they ended up having to call 911. I think once 911 got there, once the paramedics got there, they had to perform CPR on him. And it was to no avail. He was declared dead at 10:23 due to an embolism in his aorta, which is the biggest artery coming out of your heart. Lindsey Graham passed away on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Now, again, why should we care? That's what's going on in South Carolina. He's a senator from South Carolina. He was a very powerful member of the Senate from South Carolina, and he didn't start that way, but he became one of the greatest allies of Trump. He was one of the biggest critics of Trump, if you remember. In fact, Trump was going to select him as vice president and decided not to because he was so mad at him for not supporting him. And Lindsey Graham decided, okay, let's find some common ground, which he did. And he ended up becoming one of Trump's biggest allies in the Senate. Now, on this program, I've had a lot of questions about his loyalty to the Republican Party and his loyalty to the, he's been a good Republican, but he's also a compromiser. And that's what you have to be if you want to be a good senator or a good member of Congress. 405-608-4377. What do you think? 405-608-4377 or lmatthews@freedom969.com. Bill writes, Lee, I often criticized Lindsey Graham, but this weekend I learned his full story. Orphaned young, he adopted and raised his little sister instead of letting her go into the system. He grew up dirt poor, racking balls in his parents' pool hall. In search of opportunity, he joined the Air Force, served 33 years, and retired as a colonel. Then he spent decades in Congress, earning the respect across the aisle. Bashed Trump hard in 2016, then respected the will of the voters and grew to become a loyal ally. Humble, devoted to his constituents, driven by patriotism, even when misguided, never in it for the money. He could have cashed in time like most of his colleagues, but he didn't. The Disney trip that everybody mocked, just a good uncle taking his beloved nieces. He smiled through and ignored the hate to protect his family. Rest in peace to a self-made American original. Thank you, Bill. Vonda writes, how many other times do we judge without knowing the whole story? Elizabeth says he was probably the most honest in Washington. His net worth is around $1.5 million for over 30 years of service compared to most congressmen. But it should be much larger. He will be missed. Teresa writes, Lindsey also adopted his sister so he could get his military benefits. She could get his military benefits. He took care of her. Dan writes, nice tribute, maybe one correction. He would disagree with the self-made statement. He stated in his presidential bid that he was completely made by friends and colleagues and others he surrounded himself with. Like you, I had my doubts about some of his positions, but I respected him. Debbie says, I've often had mixed feelings about Senator Graham, but I'm glad to see this and respect him more ever since learning of his friendship with President Trump. Matt writes, the one item that struck me most is which is missing from most politicians is that they never can see past their original point of view and get stuck. Lindsey Graham was a strong detractor, but realized that they had much more in common than not and worked together. That's what politics are supposed to be if you want any type of true bipartisanship and success in legislation. Yes, Matt, you are absolutely right. Even though he bashed Trump in 2016 and then he respected the will of the voters and grew to be a loyal ally. Yes, Matt, that's it. I've been saying that all along. You can't be an absolutist if you are going to be a good legislator or a good member of Congress. I've said that in defense of James Lankford, because there's been a lot of, I don't like James Lankford. He didn't support this and he didn't support that. Well, he had his reasons to not support this or support that. Just like lovely wife has her reasons to support something or not support something, and I disagree with her. But I politely disagree with her because she and I are different people. Even though we are deeply in love and have been for over 30 years, if we are agreeing upon everything, one of us is not thinking. And now his replacement will be his little sister, Darlene. I don't know if she will be allowed. It depends on the state law of South Carolina. I'll try to find out between now and tomorrow if Darlene can run. She might. In most states, I think you can. But like I said, Oklahoma is, you're supposed to take a vow that you won't, but that's non-binding. You can still run. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the death of Lindsey Graham and his replacement on Freedom 96.9? Meanwhile, a lot of people have been wondering where the hell the turtle is. Mitch McConnell has not been seen nor heard from for a long time. He finally, over the weekend, revealed what actually had been the cause of his absence. In a lengthy statement that was released yesterday, McConnell attributed his childhood fight with polio to the fall he suffered last month, which landed him in the hospital. He was briefly unconscious and said in an open letter to Kentuckians that while recovering, he was hit with a mild case of pneumonia. He said his doctors have confirmed that he didn't break any bones or suffer any concussion. He also said he didn't have a heart attack or a stroke, and he doesn't have any tumors or hemorrhages. He revealed that the fall, spurred by his childhood bouts with polio, led him to hospitalization. I get that. A lot of people, before the polio vaccine came along, had mild cases of it. My mother-in-law was one of them. She had one leg shorter than the other as a result, because her legs didn't grow correctly the right way because of the nerve stunting that came from the polio. As much as it frustrates him, he said, the process takes time, and on the advice of his doctors, he won't be able to return to the Senate floor quite yet. He said, but rest assured, in time, I'm not taking a break from the Senate business that matters. He says his attending physician noted that McConnell has experienced several falls throughout the year that have been attributed to his post-polio condition. Latest update on the longtime lawmaker's health came after the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham, and a lot of people wondering, oh, who's next? Also over the weekend, there were conspiracy theories all over the place. Oh, he was assassinated. No. When you get to be a certain age, these things start happening, which is why you need to take care of yourself. If you smoke, quit. If you drink a lot, cut back. If you don't go to your doctor regularly, and by that I mean once a year, start going to your doctor. If your doctor starts prescribing medications for you, take them. Your doctor's not worried about your short-term health. He's worried about your long-term health. One of my biggest disappointments was, I think I was in my mid-40s when he put me on cholesterol medication. And I said, oh, is there anything I can do? I like to run. I like to exercise. And I just hate having something like this that I can't control without medication. And he said, Lee, it runs in your family, doesn't it? I said, yes, it does. Mom has high cholesterol. My aunt, high cholesterol. Uncle, high cholesterol. Grandfather, grandmother, all the way up the line, high cholesterol. It's familial. There's nothing you could do about it. You could become the biggest athlete on the planet on an all-vegan diet, and it's not going to change. So take the meds and live longer. I said, okay. A few years later, blood pressure started running high. Is there anything I can do, Doc? Can I cut back on this? Can I cut back on that? Can I exercise more? He said, oh, yeah, you can cut back on everything. And you won't enjoy your life. Don't you enjoy having a hamburger every now and then? Don't you enjoy having a glass of wine every now and then? I said, yeah. And that makes the quality of life living, doesn't it? I said, yes, it does. So here, take the meds, shut up, and live. He didn't say shut up. He said, and live longer. And that's what I've been doing. So I hope you will too. 405-608-437. And if you're worried about the expense, and you were born in 1961, well, you need to talk to my good friend Eunice Corey at Well Preserved Advisory Group. All right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Robert writes, Lee, here we are talking about Lindsey Graham, and everyone's fondly remembering him. Then compare him to Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, a complete piece of garbage. A, over $100 million in fire aid just vanished. B, over $24 billion for the homeless just vanished. C, over $100 billion for a train to nowhere. Well, that didn't vanish, Robert. That went into the pockets of a construction company. A very lucrative construction company. Robert goes on to say, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Bill Esselil, says Governor Gavin Newsom is the king of fraud. They told the people of California they would spend a few billion dollars to build this rail. We're talking about over $100 billion now. And there is no rail. There's no rail in California. Who took the money? He is the king of fraud. There's never been this much fraud in the history of the United States. And now, according to the California High-Speed Rail Authority, the estimated cost is going to be $135 billion. Robert, we know how California feels, for we've got the same problem when it comes to the damned Oklahoma County Jail. Just keeps going up and up and up. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rob writes, Lee, as far as talks with Iran are concerned, nope, no more. Michael writes, Lee, once again, we see that Trump, when it comes to Iran, is telling his lies. We all know that he always surrenders. Michael, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay? Nobody's surrendering anything. Trump, number one, is keeping Iran from becoming a nuclear threat. Number two, he's stabilizing what's going on in the Middle East. And everybody in the Middle East is stable right now. And abiding by Trump's trade negotiations so that they can make money, except Iran. Everybody. That's not surrender. That is a skillful and, dare I say, almost brilliant means of A, presenting World War III, and B, preventing World War III, and B, preventing a depression. There's a new development when it comes to Iran, who is back to their shenanigans. We'll get into that. And your calls, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the death of Lindsey Graham? What do you think of his replacement? Birthright citizenship, it is not a dead issue. And more on that coming up as well. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Used to be you would get a check engine light, and it would probably be something like a leak in a vacuum hose, you know, something that wouldn't necessarily cause a major problem in your vehicle, but that's not the case anymore. You get a check engine light these days, it could be something really important. That's why you need somebody who knows about all of that to have a look at it and do so like your next door neighbor would. for free. And that's Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, they've been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue to support you and the community by offering to check your vehicles if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning, not quite doing what it should, recall and safety issues. They'll check into all of that at no charge, just like your neighbor would. Your neighbor would not charge you, would you? If your neighbor would charge you, you need to get a new neighbor. How about that? Because they are your neighbor. Frontier Auto Group, right there in El Reno, not far. Minutes from anywhere you are, and you can even see the Devon Tower from their showroom. Just off the El Reno Auto Alley, off Route 66, 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Now, that is supposed to be the sound of the IRGC headquarters blowing up thanks to Israeli missiles being fired upon it. I say it's supposed to be because I distinctly heard an, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't know that anybody in Iran, unless it's a particular family with an American accent, would be saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I don't know. That may have been a counterattack against Israel and an Israeli family saying that. And you see, you can't really trust a lot of the things you see. I will say that the attacks on Iran have resumed and the Strait of Hormuz is not closed and Trump has announced a new status for the United States, and I'll get your opinion on that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of Lindsey Graham's death? His replacement is his kid sister. Nepotism? Or will she be able to continue all of the great things that Lindsey Graham began including the upcoming sanctions against Russia that he was supposed to be wrapping up this week in the Congress, to hopefully end the Russia-Ukraine war. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Rudy writes, Lee, at the July 2026 summit in Ankara, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan gifted and engraved .357 Magnum revolver and live ammunition to every NATO leader. The gesture, aimed at showcasing Turkey's defense industry, caused security and legal import issues for several officials. The pistol is the Gumusay rare six-shot revolver produced by the state-run arms manufacturer MKE in the 1990s. The custom wooden display cases feature the recipient's name, the Turkish flag, and the NATO logo. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte declined to accept the firearm due to alliance protocols.
I can't have that.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney left their revolvers behind to be permanently decommissioned or sent to military museums. Belgian Prime Minister Bart de Wever unknowingly carried his and his luggage, handing it over to the airport police upon arrival in Belgium. The Dutch Prime Minister, Rob Jetten, left his in Turkey. Did Trump take his home? I'm sure he did. That's a handsome pistol. Wouldn't mind that in my collection. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Thomas writes, Lee, how about ballot fraudsters getting the same charges as money counterfeiters? Well, in many ways, they do. You just got to catch them. Now, here's the thing. You're hearing a lot about how, yes, the 2020 election was rigged. But it was rigged legally. That's the problem. Because of COVID and because all the states were allowed to change their laws and accept ballot harvesting, it made the election system far more manipulatable than it had ever been. Ever. So, yeah, it was rigged, but it was legal. 100% legal. That's why when people start saying voter fraud here, voter fraud there, a lot of people roll their eyes. Because we can't make, we in Oklahoma cannot make New York not ballot harvest. It's clearly stated in the Constitution, each state gets to set up its own election law. What we can do, and this was something that Lindsey Graham was a supporter of, pass the Save America Act. And the Save America Act will at least make it to where we can tell the other states what to do when it comes to federal elections. And there's nothing unconstitutional about it. So I'm hoping that, yeah, sure, we need to get those Russian sanctions passed as quickly as possible in honor of Lindsey Graham. But why don't we also get the Save America Act passed as quick as we can in honor of Lindsey Graham? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Iranians, back to their shenanigans. What did I tell you? Persian rug merchants and what we're doing about it. All coming up.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An Oklahoma father and son killed when their small plane crashes in Illinois. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator Tim Scott says America has lost a true statesman after the death of Lindsey Graham.
Scott mourned the loss of his fellow South Carolina Republican during an appearance on CNN's State of the Union, saying the news is a devastating loss.
It is a morning of mourning for me. It's a powerful reminder that life is fleeting, that we are not here very long.
Graham's office said he died Saturday at the age of 71 after a brief and sudden illness. NBC News says emergency personnel responded to a call for cardiac arrest at Graham's Capitol Hill home on Saturday night And photographs showed paramedics carrying a person on a stretcher from Graham's home to an awaiting ambulance. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The crisis in Venezuela is intensifying.
The official death toll from last month's twin earthquakes has jumped to nearly 4,500 this morning, with independent sources warning up to 50,000 people remain missing. The Trump administration's testing its new geopolitical alliance in Caracas, deploying emergency crews and coordinating a massive weekly humanitarian air bridge with Amazon flying straight out of Miami International Airport. Meanwhile, direct commercial flights from Miami to Maracaibo are scheduled to resume tomorrow, despite ongoing tremor concerns. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
It's not cheap to fly these days, and the head of one of the country's biggest carriers says it may get even more expensive soon.
Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the price of airfares isn't likely to come down, even if the cost of jet fuel does. He tells Fox Business that fuel is only one of the many aspects of running an airline that's getting more expensive, including labor, airport infrastructure, and technology, not to mention the planes themselves. The government's latest consumer price index shows airline fares rose 2.7% from May to June and were almost 27% higher than a year ago. I'm Daria Albinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Newly released documents.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma father and son were killed when their small plane crashed in rural Illinois while returning home from a St. Louis Cardinals game. The aircraft reportedly went down early Friday morning in Monroe County during severe weather. Investigators believe the pilot may have been trying to avoid a storm before the plane entered a descending spiral and disappeared from radar. Victims, ages 48 and 22, have not been identified. Residents in Jones are seeking answers after Police Chief Brian Farrington was removed by the town's Board of Trustees following an executive session, but officials haven't publicly explained the reason behind the removal. Community members say that lack of information has caused frustration and concern. City leaders have cited personnel rules and declined to comment, while Farrington has referred questions to his attorneys. No additional details have currently been made available to the public. Riversport is moving ahead with a long-planned pavilion overlooking its whitewater rapids in Oklahoma City. The project will reportedly provide additional seating and shade for spectators during the 2028 Olympic canoe slalom events. Construction is expected to begin in January and be completed in early 2028. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Iran is back to its shenanigans, and Trump has declared a new role for the United States. I want to know what you think about it. Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow, we'll bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in some areas during the afternoon, reaching a high of 89. Tomorrow night, there is a possibility of thunderstorms early on, followed by partly cloudy conditions and a low of 70. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny with a high of 88. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So we talked a lot about the sudden death of Lindsey Graham and what that means moving forward, not just for Republican Party, but for the Trump administration. We also learned that his kid sister, Delilah, has been named as the replacement. So, of course, Democrats are already screaming nepotism, nepotism, nepotism. No, what you want is someone who's going to continue the Lindsey Graham legacy, which right now has a lot to do with, Darlene is her name. Anyway, so what are your thoughts on that? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Lindsey Graham began a lot of things that were in motion that were good for the Trump administration. And so Trump made the suggestion that Darlene should be the nominee. And he made that suggestion to the governor of South Carolina, who then followed through on that officially today. And will Darlene will finish out the term? I think they've got a primary coming up this fall. Will she be able to run in his place? I don't know. I don't know what the law is in South Carolina, but I'll try to find out and get back to you on that. Mitch McConnell, is he going to be next? I don't think so, because all he's saying is that he has had a mild case of pneumonia and that some of his falls and cognitive problems lately are due to his childhood infection of polio. Doesn't stop the fact that he is in his 80s, and it doesn't stop the fact that maybe he needs to step down. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And Iran is back to its shenanigans. We'll get into what that means coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. You'll also find me on X profiles and on Facebook as well. Thomas writes, Lee, some ideologies are not religion and do not belong in America. We must show up and vote midterms just like a presidential election. Well, I agree with you, Thomas. Here's the thing. We have a freedom of speech in the United States, and we have a freedom of religion. Now, you can worship as you please. But it's just like anything else. Okay, if you yell fire in a crowded theater and there is no fire and you cause panic, you will be held accountable. That is criminal. Likewise, if your religious sacrament is something criminal, for instance, it's okay to steal if you're stealing from an infidel. It's okay to rape if you're raping an infidel. It's okay to kill. You will be arrested and you will be dealt with because those are crimes in our country. I don't care what your religion is. Likewise, if your religion allows you to molest children or be cruel to animals, same thing. So there can be Islam in the United States. I'm not saying there is no Islam, but if that Islam is the type of Islam that says it's okay to kill and it's okay to steal and it's okay to rape as long as you're doing it to an infidel, no, then that is not a religion of peace. And it's also not a religion that is covered under our First Amendment. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Zach from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Zach. Good to hear from you, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. So I just wanted to call in real quick and just kind of follow up on the Mitch McConnell situation. You know, I think that, you know, this is a prime example of, you know, these, our politicians really need to have the self-awareness to realize when it's time to hang the hat up.
Yes.
You know, I know that he's saying he's trying to downplay it, which I'm sure, you know, that as to be expected, you know, publicly downplay the health issues. But if I'm not mistaken, this has kind of grown to be a pattern with Senator McConnell.
Well, it's, you know, a pattern with issues. A lot of the senators, if you ask me. Are you talking about his cognitive problems or his
yes.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it'd be like, for instance, if I was to, you know, I with my job, if I was, for whatever the reason, not able to fulfill the obligations of my job over the course of years, you know, or have these instances to where I'm having to take these prolonged absences out, I wouldn't have that job even if my employer liked me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you have to have somebody in there who's able to do the job, especially with how much the Trump administration were trying to get done in these last two and a half years. You know, we really don't have the leeway to have people absent. I know he's saying that he's not, you know, he's still in with his staff, and, you know.
Okay, I'm not a neurologist. My lovely wife is, she knows all about these kinds of things. And when she saw one of those episodes where he just kind of froze up in front of the press,
mm-hmm.
she said he's having a minor stroke or something.
Yes.
Maybe not something that would show up on a scan, maybe something so mild that it would defy any kind of diagnosis, but he's having they have a name for it. I don't remember what the name is, but he's having an event. They call it's an event. And what it usually indicates is that there are going to be more down the road.
100%. Yeah. And let's just be honest, he's only getting older.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say, we all are, you know,
yes.
It's nothing against him personally, but that's just life. You know, I would think that, you know, 84 years old, if I'm not mistaken, is how old he is. You know,
yeah.
that's the twilight years of your life. You know, that's not necessarily somebody who I would, you know, want to get comfortable with making, you know, like I said, being around during a time where we have a lot of big issues facing not just the country, but the world.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of need an all hands on deck, the A team on board, you know, so that's just one thing. You know, I hope that Republican donors, you know, I know that he's a big force with the old guard of the GOP. But, you know, the reality is it is time to start retiring, you know, the Grassleys, the McConnells. You know, there's a few other, I'm sure, that I'm
well, and that's why I
mind,
that's
but.
Why I support term limits when it comes to the Senate. I don't support
100%.
Term limits when it comes to Congress, because if that group of people in that district want to keep electing the same person to represent them, mm-hmm. they have the freedom of speech to do that. But these senators have a lot more. And I don't know, it doesn't have to be two terms. It can be four or six. I mean, that's 14
right.
years in the Senate. That's a lot of time, you know. So I'm not saying it has to be an unreasonable amount. Only one term and then you're out. No, I'm not saying that. But they shouldn't be able to serve half a lifetime in there and build up that kind of war chest and that kind of power, political power.
Yeah, they shouldn't be there until checkout time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it like that, but, you know, and again, it goes back to the type of leadership and the tenacity that we should want to see, especially in the upper chamber, you know, of our Congress. You know,
mm-hmm.
again, I keep going to, we are at a very precarious time in our history, and I think that we're beyond the old guard days. You know, to your point, I think 14 to 20 years is more than enough time to make a positive impact on the country, leave a legacy, and be able to, you know, make a name and do all these things that these people are doing for 50 years. You know, I think that if you really want to do it, 14 to 20 should be more than enough time to get it done.
Yeah.
If it's something you're serious about doing. But Lee, as always, it's great listening to you. I appreciate you taking my call and keep on keeping on.
Glad
so I hope you have a good
glad
rest
you
of
joined
week.
In, Zach. And thanks a lot for calling in on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to do the same. The Iranians, same shenanigans. What are we doing different? Coming up on Freedom 96.9. You know, over the weekend, there was some shooting going on in the Strait of Hormuz, and nobody seems to care because the price of oil is still down in the 70s. And the stock market definitely doesn't care anymore. And from what I'm reading, we are not going to see just days and months of a good stock market. We're going to see decades. If things keep going the way they are, Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Michael McGuire keeps his ear to the pulse of all that's going on, and he can make sure that you are solidly invested in things that will then continue to make you money. And he does so because he's seen ups and downs of all of the markets, and he can take your nest egg and make it bigger and make it better. Give him a call. See what he can do for you. 405-760-5863. He's my financial advisor, my asset manager. I didn't even know I really had assets till he sat down and showed me. And he can do the same for you. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany. 405-760-5863, McGuire Capital.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes, but the right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 70. Sunny tomorrow, high 90. Tomorrow night, 71 for the low. Into Wednesday, sunny and a high of 89. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Ron is in Oklahoma City. Hi, Ron. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Lee. You doing okay today?
Yes, I am. Guns for everybody.
Good. All right, I got two things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is you posed the question a little bit ago about why don't we just go ahead and pass the, Save America Act?
Mm-hmm.
And I have an opinion on that. And the reason why I think it's not getting the traction that it needs is you're mixing apples and oranges with this act. It's doing two different things. One is, of course, voter identification. And then two is transgenders in sports. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. And it's like, why do we have to pass one to pass the other?
Well, I agree. I agree. And the Supreme Court has already settled this.
Yeah. Split it up.
Yeah.
Make it simple and get it over with. That's my opinion.
No, I agree. The transgenders in sports, that needs to get out of there because that's already been decided by it's a moot point. The Supreme Court has decided it is up to the states. Okay?
Absolutely.
So there you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second point I have is what is Trump going to do now that we are we're doing that in the Strait of Hormuz, we're the protector of the Strait of Hormuz, and we should be getting reimbursed for helping everyone through here. That kind of bothers me because it's doing exactly the same thing that Iran is trying to do, and that's charge a toll for people.
That was my first thought. Okay, we're going to charge a toll, but we're not going to let Iran charge a toll. Now, from a business standpoint, I completely get it. He wants to charge 20% on all cargo, and believe me, those cargo companies will pay it gladly. They won't even think about it. They'll pay it. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we're punishing Iran for wanting to do the same thing, isn't that a bit hypocritical? Yes.
Yeah, I think it would be different if you're, not those companies paying. Now, if you're going back to England and saying, you know what, we're helping you get your oil to you,
yes,
and that sort of thing, and England has to pay you in some way, reimburse you for the number of missiles you had to set up or how many drones you had to set up, that's different. But this is what he's talking about. It's just a toll.
Yeah.
And that's doing exactly the same thing Iran is doing. It makes us no better than them.
He's going to try to justify it by saying, well, this is going to help offset our expenses to defend all these ships, since none of these countries are willing to defend their own shipping. So if we're going to be the defenders of the world's shipping channel, then we need the rest of the world to kind of help offset our cost. That's how he's going to justify it.
Well, if it goes directly to the countries, that's one thing. But going to those companies and charging a toll, that's different.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what he's talking about doing. So I agree that, if you want to be reimbursed and everything, you can go to those countries and say, look at what we're doing for you. This doesn't help us at all. Maybe you should reimburse us for some of the artillery we're using to do this and that sort of stuff. But not going to those companies.
Or here's what he'll do. He'll go to them and say, I know a way that you can save 20%, and that is buy your oil from us.
Absolutely.
So that's what I think is in the back of his mind. If you insist on buying this oil, we're going to have to charge you 20%. If you don't, buy it from us. So.
Well, the old joke is, like, I know how you can get rid of 20 pounds of ugly fat. And that's cut your head off.
No, Ron, we don't disagree on a lot here. We really don't. Thanks a lot.
Those were my 2 points.
They're good points, very good points, and I thank you for thinking that deep into both of those issues. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. What do you think of Lindsey Graham's death and his replacement? Looks like it's going to be his little sister, Darlene. Mitch McConnell, is he going to be the next one to leave? And Iran's shenanigans and the possibility of charging 20% to any traffic that wants to go through the Strait of Hormuz. All worth talking about on Freedom 96.9. Are you eligible for Medicare? Don't tell me you don't know. Don't tell me you don't know. Because I think you know. First of all, you have to be been born in 1961 or thereabouts. Secondly, you're probably getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts from numbers you don't recognize. All not saying, we're here to call you about your car's warranty. No, they're calling about Medicare and you getting set up for it. Do so with somebody who's here local and can talk to you in person, not over the phone. And that is the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Of course, they can talk to you over the phone, but they'd much rather talk to you in person. 405-848-5790. The best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. And then all those other calls you can just forget about. Block them. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you
you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Tuesday morning, it's a two-way Tuesday. We'll talk about the laws affecting your rights to keep and bear arms, plus all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It's a packed show on Tuesday starting at 7 a.m. on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 70. Sunny tomorrow, high 90. Tomorrow night, low of 71. Into Wednesday, sunny, high 89. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So what do you think about Lindsey Graham's death and his sister Darlene replacing him? Mitch McConnell, should he stay or should he go? And Iran back to its shenanigans today. So the Iran Revolutionary Guard launched attacks on trade vessels in the Strait of Hormuz this weekend, claiming to have the authority over the region. The United States responded. Allegedly bombing the Iranian Revolutionary Guard headquarters. I say allegedly because I can't find any confirmation that it was a successful bombardment or that it stopped anything. The U.S. launched more massive waves of strike against Iran in response to the IRGC talks. Iran then retaliated with strikes against its Arab neighbors, launching missiles toward the U.S. targets in Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and Jordan. Then the United States supplied those nations with target information so they could retaliate. President Trump also said we will begin charging a fee for the safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz beginning immediately. He also wrote on Truth Social that the U.S. is serving as the guardian of the Hormuz Strait and that we deserve fair compensation for playing that role. He announced the return of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. The Hormuz Strait is open and will remain open with or without Iran. We're reinstating the Iranian blockade, so named because it's only stopping Iran's ships or customers from entering or leaving. All other countries will have fair and open use of the strait, he wrote. The USA will be, from this point forward, known as the guardian of the Hormuz Strait. But as such, and as a matter of fairness, will be reimbursed at the rate of 20% on all cargo ships for any and all costs necessary to do the job of providing safety and security to this very volatile section of the world. The process and information will begin immediately, he said. Okay. Now, I'm wondering, are we going to go ahead and take Karg Island? Because if we take Karg Island, we wipe out Iran's oil industry altogether, or we can confiscate all of Iran's oil and sell it ourselves. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Birthright citizenship, it is not a dead issue. Yes, the Supreme Court ruled that, yeah, there is birthright citizenship. If you're born in this country, you are a citizen of this country. Well, we can change that. And earlier today, one lawmaker didn't waste any time. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator Jim Banks is introducing legislation to limit birthright citizenship, setting up another major legal and political debate. A new watchdog study alleges Apple and Google limited negative coverage of Graham Plattner. Google rejects the claim. A Southern California-based company just received approval to test a space mirror.
Last Thursday, the FCC issued a license to Reflect Orbital, an energy company based in Hawthorne. The mirror would reflect sunlight to the dark parts of Earth. It's only allowed to deploy one satellite at a time. Several entities argued against the approval of the license for reasons including radio frequency interference and space debris mitigation. That includes astronomers and wildlife experts who warned the reflected light could distract airplane pilots, wreak havoc on astronomical observations, and interfere with circadian rhythms. The FCC says there is a minimal risk of harm to society. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. If you want to know the number one thing that destroys most injury claims today, it's not always what happens at the scene. It's what happens on social media afterwards. Insurance companies now review Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything. They're looking for anything they can twist. A picture smiling at dinner, a video playing with your kids, or just a comment saying you're doing fine. I've seen perfectly good cases damaged because of one careless post. So here's my advice. After the accident, treat your social media like a crime scene. Don't even touch it. Don't post, don't comment, and ask friends and family not to tag you. This has been the McIntyre Minute, and I'm Noble McIntyre, protecting your rights in the courtroom and online.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma father and son were killed when their small plane crashed in rural Illinois while returning home from a St. Louis Cardinals game. The aircraft reportedly went down early Friday morning in Monroe County during severe weather. Investigators believe the pilot may have been trying to avoid a storm before the plane entered a descending spiral and disappeared from radar. Victims, ages 48 and 22, have not been identified. Residents in Jones are seeking answers after Police Chief Brian Farrington was removed by the town's Board of Trustees following an executive session, but officials haven't publicly explained the reason behind the removal. Community members say that lack of information has caused frustration and concern. City leaders have cited personnel rules and declined to comment, while Farrington has referred questions to his attorneys. No additional details have currently been made available to the public. Riversport is moving ahead with a long-planned pavilion overlooking its whitewater rapids in Oklahoma City. The project will reportedly provide additional seating and shade for spectators during the 2028 Olympic canoe slalom events. Construction is expected to begin in January and be completed in early 2028. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
My love, you've done it! You slayed the beast!
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
First day back from vacation for members of Congress, and birthright citizenship is not dead. I'll explain as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in some areas during the afternoon, reaching a high of 89. Tomorrow night, there is a possibility of thunderstorms early on, followed by partly cloudy conditions and a low of 70. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny with a high of 88. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said all, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics.
That was the confirmation hearings for Justice Kavanaugh and Lindsey Graham showing his true colors. And he was right. He admitted that he voted for Kagan and that he voted for Elena Kagan and Sotomayor. And he would not have drugged their names through the mud the way Kavanaugh's name was being dragged through. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the sudden death of Lindsey Graham and his replacement? We'll get into birthright citizenship coming up because that is back on the table. And Iran starting their shenanigans again, and so we must slap them down again. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? They do not understand carrots. They only understand sticks. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews. Howard in Watonga, thank you for hanging on. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. Howard in Watonga, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Liberty yes. Lee.
I was worried I hung up on you. Sorry.
No, Liberty Lee Matthews. Hey, look. You know, Lindsey Graham, he was a great asset to the conservative cause. But one thing that always kind of blows my mind, and we, you know, look, at the end of the day, I didn't like Biden. I didn't like his policies. I didn't like Obama. I didn't like his policies. I didn't like Clinton. I didn't like his policies. But I didn't wish them to be hurt. I didn't wish them to be, the bad things that happened to them.
You didn't call for them to be headed. You didn't call for them to be assassinated. You didn't call for them to be drug out into the square, quartered, and drawn.
No.
Yeah.
No. 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 I mean, there's an old proverb in the scripture somewhere that says basically. So there's a term called Schadenfreude. I think it's a German term. And there's also in the proverbs it says don't gloat. Or don't be happy when your enemies they fall and stuff like that, because what you're doing is you're poisoning yourself. You're poisoning yourself because you know we need to pray for others. You know, it's the Christian thing to do. But you know the left, they're just out of their mind. Every time they lose somebody that's a conservative, they are dancing in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that what this has come to? I don't remember this in the 1990s. I don't remember this even in the early 2000s. This is a very disturbing trend that's going on in the Democrat Party.
Well,
They haven't always been like this.
No, they haven't always been like this. No, they have not always been like this. They have been, I would say, the past 8 or 10 years, been getting worse and worse and worse.
Now you got these outright communists that are hijacking the party.
Yeah,
and you know. I mean, it's a little disturbing. Eric Erickson was going over today. I was listening to it for a while, and he's essentially saying that they're calling for violence now.
Uh huh.
That the communists, they want some kind of a Maoist revolution, or they want some kind of a Bolshevik revolution, thinking that you know we didn't learn our lessons from the 20th century of the failures of communism and how many people died. Under communism, Maoist China, they starved 20 million people to death, or they killed, you know, all the progressives killed like 10 to 20 million people. And you got Pol Pot's Cambodia, you got Stalinist Russia, where they starved 25 million Ukrainians to death. And every time they try these, you know, I don't understand why they're not learning these lessons. Are they not teaching these lessons in American schools?
Number one, they're not. Number two. When they hear the word, and when I say they, I mean the younger generation hears the word socialism, they think social media. And so they think, hey, it's a good thing. If you're a socialist, that means you like to socialize. And if you like to socialize, that means you like to talk and communicate. And so that's what they think this is all about. They have no idea what communism is and socialism is in terms of governmental policies. No idea. And they don't want to know.
What was the analogy that they used when we were growing up? So essentially, if you're a capitalist, you buy the cow and you sell the milk. If you're a socialist, you essentially
You sell the milk and buy a bull.
But a communist or a fascist will shoot you and take your cow.
Yes.
And that I don't think they really understand the mindset here that they literally want to take away your liberty and freedom by controlling the money, by controlling private property rights, by limiting your freedom and your mobility, by taxing. I mean, goodness gracious, the layers of taxation. You've got state and local taxes. You've got value-added taxes. You have OTA taxes. You've got toll bridge taxes. You've got federal taxes. I mean, we got taxes coming out of the wazoo, and the colonialists went to war with King George over a lot less taxes with the Tea Party, and I guess it's been educated out of the populace that it's just normal to be taxed to death.
Well, it's been normalized that you are taxed to death. It's also what is not being taught is why the Tea Party protesters did what they did. They did because it wasn't because that they were being taxed. It was because they were being taxed without representation.
Ah, yes. Even a better point. Yes.
So that point is missed on all of the teachings, because they're too busy trying to teach that America was flawed, a bunch of white landowners who didn't want to pay their taxes. No, they didn't mind paying their taxes. They wanted representation as a result of paying their taxes. And they implored the king something like 46 times for a seat in Parliament. Just one. They didn't want 5 seats or 10 seats or 13. Just one seat in Parliament. And it wouldn't,
oh my goodness,
it wouldn't happen.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Wow. Keep educating people on this. Yeah. But again, Lindsey Graham was a great conservative guy, and we're not going to, you know, if somebody died on the left, you know, like a Biden or somebody, like, we're not going to dance in the streets and gloat over it. We're not, you know, these are politicians. We're not going to have Schadenfreude over, you know, we may have political differences, but we're not going to be happy when people fall.
The way that we're going to win and the way we're going to celebrate is we're going to enjoy the prosperity that these policies are bringing us.
Yes,
that's what
absolutely
we're going to do. We're not going to gloat.
Thank you, Lee.
We're not going to gloat. We're going to say, you know what? My 401k sure is nice. Wow. Thank you, Donald Trump. And then we'll go on our way.
It's a monumental task for him to try to right this good ship America, because, you know, they, again, these policies have been building up and up and up over the last 20, 30 years. And, you know, they expect him to get it done in 8 years. Yeah. And it's a monumental task. But, Lee, keep up the good work. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Howard in Watonga on Freedom 96.9. The Iranians were planning to assassinate Trump. Do you know how? Yeah, that's a very good reason. And birthright citizenship is not a dead issue. All coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I never have been a buy new every two kind of guy. Buy new every two. Some people just love buying a new car every 2 years because they get addicted to having that new car. Or they get tired of the old one. They're like a cousin of mine and just hard on a car, and they tear a car up in every 2 years. It doesn't really matter. If you're a buy a new every two, or if you like to hang on with what you got and keep care of what you got, Frontier Auto Group can take care of you. It's Lee Matthews. Frontier Auto Group, they've been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, air conditioning not quite getting the job done, recalls or safety issues, all at no charge. Yeah, they do that with every regularly scheduled service visit, but they also want to do it for you. Their goal is to be like your neighbor, because They are, right there in El Reno, a short drive for great savings and great service. The big service department, many have been working at Frontier for over 20 years, and you're talking to the same people each time. Just minutes from Oklahoma and everywhere you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon, Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack, a bounce house for the kids, your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee, and yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon, Saturday, July 18th.
This is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Many everyday devices, including phones, power banks, e-bikes, and mobility devices, are powered by lithium-ion batteries. If they're damaged, improperly charged, or improperly disposed of, they can cause serious fires. The National Fire Protection Association reminds you to buy batteries and devices from reputable manufacturers, use only the charger made for the device, and never charge batteries on beds, couches, or near combustible materials. Stop using batteries that overheat, swell, or are damaged, and never throw lithium-ion batteries in the trash. More information at okc.gov/fire.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast clear tonight, low 70, sunny tomorrow, high 90. Tomorrow night, 71 for a low, into Wednesday, sunny and a high of 89. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Eric writes, holy crap, Lee, in a stunning admission, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat of Michigan, announced that if the Save America Act became law, it would be hard for any Democrat in any state to win any election. President Trump has just proven correct. Democrats are aware of the mass voter fraud at scales, and ending non-citizen voting would force them to lose elections. Time's running out now, mere weeks away until it could take an effect of the 2026 midterms. Ram this through and stop the cheat. I agree, Eric. I agree. Let's see here. Jack writes, Lee, breaking alert. They just blew the entire U.S.-Iran MOU to smithereens. The general, who is the consultant for Fox News, dropped a bombshell. Iran is secretly rebuilding nukes and missiles in total betrayal of the ceasefire. Trump's hard-won deal has collapsed, and the regime is laughing in our faces. Is this the spark for a full-scale war again? Americans need to wake up. No, it's not a spark for a full-scale war, but I will tell you what it is. It's what did I tell you? These Iranians, the IRGC, they are Persian rug merchants. And as long as they can keep you talking, they will not be bombed. And as long as they're not bombed, they don't lose anything. And if they don't lose anything, they win. Speaking of which, intelligence indicates that Iran was planning on targeting to shoot down Air Force One rather than hack its systems. The threats prompted the Secret Service to urge President Trump to switch aircraft during his return to the NATO summit in Turkey. Details of the situation include Israeli intelligence warned the United States of the active Iranian plot to target President Trump, with speculation that his proximity to the Iranian border while in Turkey provided a strategic opportunity. The plan was that Trump was flew to the NATO summit on the newly retrofitted Qatari gifted jet. Because this plane was rushed into service, it lacked the sophisticated anti-missile, anti-defense countermeasures of the old standard Air Force One. The Secret Service urged him to switch to the older aircraft for the flight back, which he did. The aircraft swap took place as a shaky ceasefire was collapsing, resulting in renewed U.S. strikes on Iran and Iranian missile attacks from multiple Gulf Arab states as well. While Trump's administration and the president himself publicly downplayed the security concerns as the reason for the swap, he acknowledged that Iran's threats, stating publicly that he is the number one on the kill list for Iran. You can blah 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 blah. Okay, so that they were trying to shoot down, or at least trying to do something to Air Force One. It is now proved, and from what I understand, the United States Department of Justice is subpoenaing a New York Times reporter for disclosing what should have been classified information in regards to this story. So we'll see if that gets anywhere. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Not entirely out of the question, but it would be very rare if we would see any hail between, say, now and the fall. Again, not out of the question, but here's what you might see. Big, heavy rainstorm come along, and all of a sudden you're seeing a stain on some drywall you didn't see before. And that would be because of damage that may have been inflicted in the last hailstorm or the last high winds that we had coming through. Mick Roof is the number to call, 405-877-7663. Insurance companies have been playing all kinds of games lately. Don't be a part of that. Mick Roof will be on your side and will explain to the insurance company how they are building your house back better, repairing your roof better, so it'll better handle whatever the weather has to come, whenever that weather may be. There are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today. And every year that goes by, it'll cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles and more restrictive coverage policies. So call today before the insurance company starts its nonsense. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, mcroof.us, powered by Roof RX. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack. A bounce house for the kids. Your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee and, yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon, Saturday, July 18th.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well, 877-973-7425, every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Like the way you work. Freedom 96.9, anchor weather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight. Low 70, sunny tomorrow, high 90. Low tomorrow night, 71, into Wednesday, sunny, high of 89. It's 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. What is Lindsey Graham's death and his replacements? Birthright citizenship is not dead. I'll get into that. Iran, we're still at it with them and their shenanigans, all worth talking about. Rowdy, let me guess, are you in Stroud today?
I just left Stroud. I'm on Sparks Road down here by the Sparks Winery and the Sparks Road Grow Plants. So.
All right, then. Very good. Yeah. A good representative of Creek County.
Lincoln County.
Oh, it's Lincoln County. Okay.
Lincoln County, where the men are men, the sheep are nervous.
All right.
But anyhow, I was listening to that Lindsey Graham. I'm surprised. From what I understand, he still was trying to do stuff up to the minute he died.
Yep.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we was just questioning about the flags half-mast because it was kind of a surprise. But what I wanted to touch on was, how much of this stuff that comes out in the news can we believe? Because, the planes, didn't they used to have two Air Force Ones, a two Marine One helicopters?
They have three or four, quite honestly.
But they fly them simultaneously so that mm-hmm. they can, you don't know which one to shoot missiles at and stuff like that. And then when he's in, the different planes he's in, it's kind of like, it's easier to target something when you just one target. But I was just wondering how much of that's true, because like I said, I was looking up some of my old records, and I got stuff that I apparently done that I'd never done, but it says in my record I did that. And I'm sitting there going, well, you can't trust anything. I have been in a police car before, and by the way, I did clearly call shotgun, and they put me in the back seat. That's not even But I'm just wondering how much of that we can believe and how much stuff that it comes out, without delving down right. One reason I listen.
Well, I believe that the Iranians definitely, if they had a chance to shoot down Air Force One, would try. I don't think they would succeed.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. But, but like I say, this Air Force One, they used to fly two of them, and so you didn't know which one to shoot down. And and what I understand, there's fighter jets that fly along with them and stuff like that. But I'm just wondering, Trump, he's got, Conan's large Conan, so he don't care. He says, they're trying to kill me. Go ahead. You tried it before, and a couple of times. But of course, they tried to kill Kennedy four times before they succeeded too. My friend here says Trump's a cat with nine lives.
Yeah, well, he is. Now that's why I didn't have a problem with him changing planes, and I don't care why he's changing planes. So good, fine, whatever he's got to do, let him do it.
I think it's all the Secret Service can do is keep Trump from painting Trump on the side of his plane.
Sure.
He likes to put his name on gold letters, Trump. Let's just buy one down. So anyhow, I just wanted to kind of chime in on that.
And sometimes, it depends on where he's going. Sometimes he brings the motorcade with him. And the motorcade flies ahead in a big old KC-10 or KC-5, a KC-10 or KC-5 aircraft. And they bring their own fuel, and they bring everything themselves. And if it's a country where they can't trust the transportation, that's what they do. I don't know if that was the case in Turkey or what.
Have you checked out the specs on that beast? That thing is a beast.
Oh, it is.
It's more of an
SUV than it is a limo.
Yeah. It is a big old bulletproof glass walls, doors.
You can see it when he opens the door. The doors are like 12 inches thick.
And some of the things I've seen, they got anti-terrorist, things that shoot out from the side under it, stuff like that. So they can't tell you everything that they have because they don't want to let that out.
No.
But anyhow, I've been listening to that, Lindsey Graham. I've kind of been everybody knows who he is, but
yeah, yeah. No, to me, the most significant thing is that he is a very important ally for the president, whether you agree with him or not. Rowdy, thank you.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Investigators continuing to uncover new details in the Arcadia Lake shooting. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Mike Walls says the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran has broken down. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Iran is not living up to the Memorandum of Understanding and that all options are on the table.
Regardless of whether you're party to some conflict, you cannot start shooting in all directions, attacking your neighbors, attacking civilian shipping, civilian infrastructure, throwing mines in international waterways.
His comments come amid new tensions surrounding the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. insists the strait remains open, with CENTCOM saying on a post on X Sunday that U.S. forces are positioned and prepared to ensure freedom of navigation. This comes after Iran said the strait is closed until further notice. The country's Islamic Revolutionary Guard announced it was closing the oil shipping lane because a vessel was traveling on an unauthorized route. President Trump is considering a retirement savings system inspired by Australia, where workers build portable investment accounts that follow them from job to job. Supporters say automatic contributions could help millions save more for retirement. Critics warn that requiring employer contributions could increase costs for businesses. Any proposal would still need congressional approval before becoming law. NYPD is blaming a security breach for a Yankee Stadium Jay-Z concert being delayed for hours and not letting out until 3 o'clock in the morning.
The concert was supposed to start around 8 o'clock Sunday night, but Jay-Z did not end up taking the stage until a little after midnight. In a statement, the NYPD and Live Nation say hundreds in large groups who did not have tickets stormed in and in some cases breached security. That prompted a lockdown, and that meant folks with tickets had to wait hours outside the stadium while security sorted things out. The sold-out Yankee Stadium weekend shows were part of the rapper's 30th anniversary concert series. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you, too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Investigators continue uncovering new details in the Arcadia Lake mass shooting, with court documents indicating gang-related social media messages and witness statements help connect several suspects to the case. Now, 9 arrests have been made, including 19-year-old Makai Magnus, the latest. Detectives say more than 80 rounds were fired during the shooting in May, and the investigation remains active. EMS has issued its third medical heat alert of the year as temperatures continue rising across central Oklahoma. Paramedics responded to 6 heat-related calls in a single day and have handled 35 since July 1st. 24 people have been transported to hospitals for treatment. EMSA is urging residents to stay hydrated, limit outdoor activity, and check on vulnerable neighbors, with the alert remaining in effect until conditions improve. The city of Moore has lifted its boil water advisory after additional testing found no traces of E. coli in the water system. The advisory affected thousands of residents earlier this month, with city officials saying 2 consecutive days of clean test results allowed the warning to be removed. The Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality has confirmed water is safe to drink. Officials say they'll continue monitoring the quality. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
More evidence of just how deadly open borders are. Thank you, Joe Biden, once again. It's The Drive with Lee Matthews, continuing in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in some areas during the afternoon, reaching a high of 89. Tomorrow night, there is a possibility of thunderstorms early on, followed by partly cloudy conditions and a low of 70. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny with a high of 88. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
At the new Freedom 96.9, 2026 is more than just a new year. It's a celebration of American spirit and the freedom to explore. We're honoring two monumental milestones, 250 years since the birth of our nation and the 100th year of the historic Route 66. Freedom on the airwaves, freedom on the open road. Join us for the year-long celebration of America's history. Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things happened, especially towards the last couple of hours of your workday today. So I've been trying to get to it all and giving you enough time to chime in on the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, and you can find me and directly communicate on Facebook and on X profiles as well. So just what happened to Lindsey Graham? And who his replacement will be. The conspiracy theories started immediately. It was an aortic tear. His aorta tore open. It's the main artery that comes up out of your heart. It tore open. And unless they catch it immediately and immediately go in there and do surgery to fix it, you're a goner. The same thing happened to poor John Ritter. Remember the comedian and actor John Ritter? Same thing happened to him. The other scary thing about it is there really aren't any preconditions to it other than diabetes sometimes, if your heart is already diseased or if you have high blood pressure. I have high blood pressure, but I've also had several heart scans, so everything still seems to be pretty good with me. I have to watch that blood pressure and make sure that I take care of it. Lindsey Graham's replacement will be his younger sister, Darlene. It's an interesting story about Darlene. She's a lot younger than Lindsey was. And when their parents died, I don't know the circumstances surrounding the death of their parents, but when their parents died, Lindsey was no longer a minor, but she was. And in order for her to not go through the system and become a foster child because she was an orphan, he adopted her. He also, in so adopting her, was allowed to, she became his benefit, his ward. She became his ward. He was able to support her through all of his Air Force career and all of his Air Force benefits. She became his dependent, just like his child. But it was his sister. So he could have let her languish in an adoption system. He didn't. He took care of her. And he's kind of doing it now, when you think about it. This was Trump's idea. Earlier today, Trump said, I think Darlene ought to be the choice. And he phoned the governor of South Carolina and said, this is what the choice should be. It should be Darlene. Does this now mean that Darlene can run for and win the seat? I don't know. I don't know what the law is in South Carolina. I'll try to find out and let you know. Most states it is. Even in Oklahoma, you can. Once you've been appointed to finish out a senator or a member of Congress's term, you can run for that term if you choose. There was recently an action passed by the Oklahoma legislature that if you did fill out an unfinished term, like that of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, you would have to take an oath that you wouldn't run for it. But it's not legally binding. Would it matter to voters? I don't know. So that's where that is. We're already hearing cries of nepotism. I think it's a very smart move. And the reason it's a smart move is Lindsey Graham was in charge of a lot of congressional action that was benefiting Trump. And the last thing that Lindsey Graham was working on before he died was sanctions against Russia to try to end the war in Ukraine.
As of about 30 minutes ago, we've reached agreement with the White House on a version of the Russian sanctions bill that they will support. It means it's going to become law, this Russian sanctions package that would give tools to President Trump to help end this war.
That was the last speech he made before he got on a plane in Ukraine, and that was Friday into Saturday. He landed back in Washington, D.C. about 6:30 or so. He called Trump, told Trump the good news. Trump asked him how he was doing. Said, I'm a little tired, but that's usually what happens. Got back to his house where some of his staff was waiting for him. They saw that he looked like he was run down. He told them he was not feeling very well. But then they said, let's go get you checked out. He then again blamed it on jet lag and said, I've got two appearances on Sunday morning television shows tomorrow. I don't want to cancel those. Let's wait till after those, and if I still feel bad, I'll go in. Within an hour, he had chest pains and shortness of breath. Paramedics were called. They actually had to break down the door because it was bolted shut. They actually had to do CPR. He was declared dead at 10:23 Eastern Time. I bring it up today because he's a very important. We watched him go from being a never-Trumper in Trump's first term and being highly critical of Trump to become one of Trump's biggest allies and help Trump get a lot done. So that's why not only is it significant that he's gone, and I wouldn't wish death on anybody. I don't do that. I don't care how much I dislike you or disagree with you. I don't wish you're dead. But it's also important that his younger sister take the reins, because that will then keep that momentum going. Will she kind of be a puppet of Trump? I don't know. It doesn't matter. When she found out that Trump wanted her, she did break down in tears. And there's some video circulating of the times where Lindsey Graham was being sworn in as a senator. Usually she's there holding the Bible. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So you know what? That speaks volumes of character. That betrays volumes of good character. As hard as Lindsey Graham may not have wanted people to know what his character was like, well, you can't hide it anymore. 405-608-4377. What do you think of Lindsey Graham, his sudden death, and his replacement? Iran, back to its shenanigans. And we've since learned over the weekend they were trying to plot to shoot down Air Force One. They thought since the proximity to Turkey, it would be a chance for them to shoot down Air Force One. Now, I was talking to a caller a minute ago about this. They can try all they want. I doubt they would have succeeded in shooting down Air Force One, even the brand new one that didn't have the missile technology. But that's one of the reasons that when Trump was on his way back from the NATO summit, he stopped in Great Britain and changed planes. They wanted him on a plane that had better missile defense systems and countermeasures. Just in case. That's the job of the Secret Service, is to look out for all. And don't you know they've had a hard enough time keeping the man alive? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we've got that to chat about. And birthright citizenship. It is still alive. Today was the first day that the Congress was back in session after a two-week break over the 4th of July. Senator Jim Banks introduced legislation today aimed at ending birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants and birth tourists by defining them as children of invaders under a federal law after the Supreme Court last month dealt a setback to Donald Trump's executive order. Trump recently urged the Senate Republicans to move faster on this legislated agenda, including ending birthright citizenship and telling them that they were not fighting hard enough. Plans to introduce the Citizenship Act as soon as the Senate opened for business today, crafted with a nod to Trump, and Trump appointed Justice Brett Kavanaugh's concurrence last month with the Trump and Barbera case. Kavanaugh, concurring with the judgment and dissenting in part, said Trump's order conflicted with federal birthright citizenship, but law suggested that Congress could amend the statute and create new exceptions. And that's what they're going to do. The Citizenship Act would declare that children of statutory invaders are not entitled to birthright citizenship under the law and codify the 2025 executive order that cites the term. In its summary, the bill declares any person who enters the United States without authorization or for the purpose of engaging in birth tourism is considered an invader, and it amends the Immigration and Nationality Act to exclude children of such invaders. They used invaders, cities. Trump's executive order declaring illegal immigrants across the southern border an invasion, while the bill notes the Barbera decision, leaves that avenue open for Congress to crack down on. So it's not a dead issue, and we will see if it gets passed, probably something that should get passed in honor of Lindsey Graham. I also, just a moment ago, saw that even Chuck Schumer agrees that the sanctions against Russia bill should be fast-tracked through in honor of Lindsey Graham, since it was the last thing that he worked on. So here we go. We've got Democrats, the heads of the current heads of the Democrat Party, agreeing with sanctions against Russia to try to stop the Ukrainian conflict. And wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be cool if even posthumously Lindsey Graham was able to help stop that war? Because he's been working on it. He has been working on it. He's made 10 or 11 trips to Ukraine to try to figure out what it is we need to do about this. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on that or anything else you might want to chat about today. Harold writes, Lee, screw the Iranians. Let's make them all ash. I think we're working on it. I saw some video earlier today that we have attacked some IRGC locations, and that's really what we need to do. We need to completely obliterate the IRGC so that there is no secular or a titular head of the country. Jay writes, Lee, no talking with the Iranians until they leave. You mean the IRGC. Paul writes, Democrats don't want to talk to someone who keeps trying to declare they've already won. Corey writes, laughing my A off, reiterating propaganda is just propagandized, a propagandized broken record. Well, that's what Iran is, and that's what the IRGC is, that's for sure. S.E. writes, the bastardization of the truth once again. This man has to know he's killing his own legacy for reputable radio. All right, S.E., I don't know who you're talking about. Are you talking about me? Are you talking about Trump? Who are you talking about? If you aren't talking about me, I'm restoring legacy reputable radio, whereas other large companies like the one over there want to take away your local voice because they don't want any of the content, to be locally generated. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. More evidence of how deadly open borders are. Thank you, Joe Biden. That coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. This coming Friday, I'm going to be doing my show absolutely live and on location at H&H Shooting Sports. Why? It is H&H Shooting Sports' biggest event of the summer. It's the Summer Expo, and it's going on Friday and Saturday of this week. They've got factory reps from top brands all over the store for you to talk to. They've got brand new guns to show you, brand new guns you can take out on the range and try out before you buy, and huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, a special event-only offers throughout the weekend. Starts Friday at H&H Shooting Sports, the biggest sales event of the year, the Summer Expo, coming up Friday and Saturday of this week at H&H Shooting Sports. And you get free shooting with every purchase, so you and a friend can get inside and out of the bad weather and get some shooting in with that new toy of yours. From H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Okay, so employee pricing has ended. So where do you go to get the lowest price possible on a new Ford? Well, smart shoppers will go to Stevens Ford in Enid, because we'll beat any deal, regardless. So come on out to Stevens Ford and shop the entire Ford inventory, knowing that you're going to get the lowest price possible, as well as the easiest financing on your new Ford. Are you in the market for a truck? We're your truck store. From Maverick to the largest cabin chassis, F-150 to Super Duty, we've got them in stock. Are you looking for America's favorite SUV, Explorer, or Expedition? Come check out our inventory. I know there's one you'll love. And if Bronco's what you're looking for, come on out. We've got them in stock, and they're priced right. Like I said, if you're looking for the lowest price, smart shoppers shop Stevens Ford and Enid. And remember, we'll beat any deal. Regardless.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy, Tyler Robinson, caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked. And you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said all of it, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics.
One of the rare heated speeches of Lindsey Graham. And that was the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see. Rick says, Lee, I like your blue eyes joke when you talk about the Iranians. One blue this way, one blue that way. I like it. I might have to steal that one. So, sure. And Elaine says, Lee, let's make the Iranians beg. Pfft, time to change Tehran into the Donald Trump Country Club and Golf Course. Biggest golf course ever. Huge dunes. Nothing but golf courses for miles and miles because we wiped the rest of it clean off of the map. I don't think he quite wants to do that, Elaine. And the reason I don't think he wants to do that is the country of Iran does contain about 90 million people. 90 million people who don't like the mullahs, don't like the IRGC, and don't like the totalitarian government that they have and are all too happy to see it topple. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. This is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and my name is Lee Matthews. A commercial truck driver charged in the death of a Pennsylvania State Police trooper is the latest in a string of illegal immigrant truck drivers accused in deadly crashes. A series of cases that have intensified the scrutiny of commercial driver's license issues issued to non-citizens and prompted a federal trucking crackdown. Authorities say Michael Bond, a Haitian national living in Brockton, Massachusetts, left Interstate 81 in Scullyville County July 1 and struck marked Pennsylvania State Police patrol vehicle during a roadside commercial vehicle inspection before hitting Pennsylvania State Trooper Michael Pahira, who was 44 years of age. Bond's semi-truck and the truck being inspected both caught fire. Pahira later died at a local hospital. Bond has been charged with homicide by vehicle, involuntary manslaughter, reckless driving, and six additional charges. Previously, Bond had entered the United States under the Biden administration's humanitarian parole program in July 2024. The Department of Homeland Security terminated his parole and ordered him removed in June of 2025 after denying his application for temporary protected status. But he remained in the country. Thank you, President Biden, for your lax open border policies. You not only let in rapists and criminals and gang activity and human and drug traffickers, you let in murderers. People who wanted to game our system and ended up murdering other people because they can't read the damn road signs. Oh, I know. The so-called commercial driver's license mills, as they are referred to, the trucking schools that charge to get you trained and licensed to be a truck driver and do so in like 3 days. And in many cases, you don't even get to drive the truck as part of the training. Have a lot of the blame as well. But there wouldn't be any of those if there wouldn't be plentiful immigrants to fill those positions. While living in Massachusetts, the driver obtained a non-domiciled commercial driver's license, and it was renewed before the Trump administration barred states from issuing or renewing those licenses for ineligible drivers. The Pennsylvania crash is part of a string of fatal crashes that have been reported involving illegal immigrant commercial truck drivers. I've seen them. I've seen what they can do. Making illegal U-turns, illegal lane changes. I had one change a lane on me just yesterday on the Kilpatrick Turnpike. Put on his blinker, didn't even look, came on into my lane. Luckily, I noticed and went over into another lane. When I drove right past him, I could tell he is not from the United States, at least originally.
The crashes have claimed lives of Pennsylvania State Trooper, a college soccer player, longtime high school basketball coach and his wife, members of an Amish community, and other motorists, while prompting calls for stricter oversight of commercial driver's licenses. And this is not good for the trucking industry, by the way. The trucking industry still is aching for drivers, and this just makes it even harder. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you for what you've done to our country. I am so glad you are not the president anymore. Lee Matthews in the Drive on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm Anthony Lucero.
We're going to keep the straight, and we'll probably run it. We'll become the guardian of the straight.
President Trump telling Fox News U.S. forces launched a third straight night of limited strikes on Iran, targeting military capabilities without deploying ground troops. Trump also announced a renewed blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, saying U.S. forces will protect the waterway while restricting Iranian shipping and charging a 20% security fee on cargo. U.S. Capitol Police arrested a man with a gun at the Capitol's North Barricade after officers found the weapon in his vehicle. The North Barricade remains closed as investigators examine the incident, which prompted a large police response around the Capitol. Wall Street closed in the red.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones lost 138, the S&P fell by 60, and the NASDAQ dropped 408 points. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Investigators continue uncovering new details in the Arcadia Lake mass shooting, with court documents indicating gang-related social media messages and witness statements help connect several suspects to the case. Now, 9 arrests have been made, including 19-year-old Makai Magnus, the latest. Detectives say more than 80 rounds were fired during the shooting in May, and the investigation remains active. EMSA has issued its third medical heat alert of the year as temperatures continue rising across central Oklahoma. Paramedics responded to 6 heat-related calls in a single day and have handled 35 since July 1st. 24 people have been transported to hospitals for treatment. EMSA is urging residents to stay hydrated, limit outdoor activity, and check on vulnerable neighbors, with the alert remaining in effect until conditions improve. The city of Moore has lifted its boil water advisory after additional testing found no traces of E. coli in the water system. The advisory affected thousands of residents earlier this month, with city officials saying 2 consecutive days of clean test results allowed the warning to be removed. The Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality has confirmed water is safe to drink. Officials say they'll continue monitoring the quality. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Okay, so employee pricing has ended. So where do you go to get the lowest price possible on a new Ford? Well, smart shoppers will go to Stevens Ford in Enid, because we'll beat any deal, regardless. So come on out to Stevens Ford and shop the entire Ford inventory, knowing that you're going to get the lowest price possible, as well as the easiest financing on your new Ford. Are you in the market for a truck? We're your truck store. From Maverick to the largest cabin chassis, F-150 to Super Duty, we've got them in stock. Are you looking for America's favorite SUV, Explorer, or Expedition? Come check out our inventory. I know there's one you'll love. And if Bronco's what you're looking for, come on out. We've got them in stock, and they're priced right. Like I said,
If you're looking for the lowest price, smart shoppers shop Stevens Ford in Enid. And remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
You don't have to know the secret password. You don't have to know the handshake, the secret handshake. You don't have to know the certain number that it is to know to become eligible for Medicare. Number one, they reach out to you, usually. And if they're not, well, then you may not be eligible yet, but it's coming. If you were born in 1961 and are getting the phone calls and the emails and the text, you are eligible for Medicare. So get be a part of the club, but you don't have to know all the passwords or all the secret handshakes. Well-preserved advisory group, if there are any, they'll know them, and they'll get you through. 405-848-5790, they're local, they'll talk to you in person, and they'll make the best deal possible for you if you're new to Medicare and put together a plan that works for you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
Minnesota's Tim Walz let an illegal alien rapist out of jail because he was worried about the optics. He was worried about how it would look. Lee Matthews and The Drive continuing on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Thank God that man did not become our vice president.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear skies with high humidity and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of thunderstorms in some areas during the afternoon, reaching a high of 89. Tomorrow night, there is a possibility of thunderstorms early on, followed by partly cloudy conditions and a low of 70. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny with a high of 88. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
As of about 30 minutes ago, we've reached agreement with the White House on a version of the Russian sanctions bill that they will support. It means it's going to become law, this Russian sanctions package, that would give tools to President Trump to help end this war.
And that was the last speech that Lindsey Graham made. And earlier today, his measure to begin those sanctions was introduced on the Senate floor, and it looks like they were voting upon it. Even Chuck Schumer was supporting it in honor of Lindsey Graham. So how can you say no to that, right? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. So what do you think about the instant death of Lindsey Graham, the sudden death of Lindsey Graham, and his replacement? It's going to be his kid sister, Darlene. I think that will go a long way to keep the relationship between the Senate and Trump going. But your thoughts, 405-608-4377. They haven't given up on birthright citizenship. They introduced that today that would say that you cannot be an illegal immigrant and have a child in the United States and it be a legal immigrant, nor can you be a tourist and have a child in the United States and it be a legal citizen. So that was introduced today in the Senate. Will it go all the way? I hope so. 405-608-4377. The bombing of Iran continues.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
And it looks like we hit some big headquarters of the IRGC today. I don't know if that will neuter them enough to where they don't have any power anymore, but we will see. Trump has also declared today that we are going to be the official protectorate of the Strait of Hormuz and that we would immediately begin charging a 20% fee on all cargo ships that want to go through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I had a comment earlier in the day saying, hey, I'm uneasy about that. We were not going to allow the Iranians to charge a fee. How come we're charging a fee? Well, it was different. You see, the Iranians were going to charge a fee or they'll blow you out of the water. We're charging a fee to keep you from being blown out of the water because it's going to cost us to continue to fight Iran to do this. We're also going to introduce, hey, we know a different way where you won't have to pay a toll at all, and that is buy the oil from us, the United States. Now, what he's also, I think, trying to do is to motivate the Gulf states to do their share to keep Iran in check, because they've done very little at this point. But your thoughts on any of those, 405-608-4377, or bring your own topic to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. May writes, Lee, defund the police. Black Lives Matter activist Illinois Democrat Carol Ammons just got indicted for wire fraud and obstruction along with her entire family. The Urbana State Representative and her husband, Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons, face federal charges for a years-long scheme that funneled over $100,000 in kickbacks and illegal payments to themselves and their daughter. Carol allegedly used her campaign account for personal cash, overpaid people who kicked money back to her as gifts, and steered state grants to nonprofits that paid her daughter while she was on the county board. When the FBI started digging, she lied to agents about the conflict of interest. Her husband then told a witness to muddy the waters and use code words so investigators could not trace the cash. It's the same progressive activist who pushed defund the police style reform sponsored by reparation bills and wrapped herself in the Black Lives Matter rhetoric while her family treated public money like it was a personal ATM. Another America-hating grifter family finally facing real consequences. Demand every single one of these fraudsters faces the full weight of the law. And May, thank you very much. I didn't know about this, but we don't live in Chicago, and I'm not surprised. And the other thing is all the fraud that we're seeing in whether it's Minnesota or California. And it all comes down to one common denominator. And that common denominator is wildly irrational and unsupervised Democrat policies. Nobody's paying attention in these states to where any of this money's going. They're promising the free money, and they don't care where it comes from, and they don't care where it goes, because they're not keeping track. And the kickbacks keep them in office, and the votes keep them going back to office from people who are getting the free stuff. 405-608-4377. A 42-year-old illegal immigrant convicted of repeatedly raping a child was awarded a pardon by Governor Tim Walz's Board of Pardons after the state's Clemency Commission recommended it be granted to him due to immigration concerns. What? Documents from the Minnesota Clemency Review Commission voted 4-2 to grant a pardon to a Laotian national, Tu Lui Vang, following his conviction for criminal sexual conduct. Vang admitted to repeatedly raping a girl over a multi-year period beginning when she was 10. While the two board members who voted against granting pardon noted the serious nature of Wang's offense, the four members recommending the pardon each listed concern about him being deported. One commissioner, Zach Lindstrom, who voted in favor of granting the pardon, wrote that in his recommendation, a very tough case, but the kid's not having a father is not the best interest of society, referring to Vang's six children. Another commissioner voted in favor of the pardon, wrote that the applicant stated the need for clemency related to immigration issues. Oh, we can't deport this poor creature. This person will be deported if we don't give him clemency. Following the commission's recommendation, the Minnesota Board of Pardons, which consists of Walz, State Attorney General Keith Ellison and Minnesota Supreme Court Chief Justice Natalie Hudson awarded Wang a full pardon on June 10th, essentially giving him a clean slate as he was set to be deported. And they did it so he wouldn't be deported. Tim Walz and the State Board of Pardons awarded the pardon to the Laotian National. At the time of the pardon, Homeland Security Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biz remarked that Governor Tim Walz's decision to pardon an illegal alien convicted child rapist so he could remain in our country is disgusting. And it is. These are criminal, illegal aliens, and he and his Minnesota sanctuary politicians are protecting them, she said. Vang entered the U.S. through California in 1994, was granted legal status by the Clinton administration. Between 2002 and 2004, when Vang was between 18 and 20, he had the intercourse with the victim 4 to 6 times. The abuse took place in St. Paul, Minnesota, in Ramsey County, and the first incident took place when the victim was in the 4th grade. But we got to feel sorry for him. We've got to give him a pardon so he won't be deported. We can't let him be deported out of our country. Do you see what toxic empathy is doing? It's just like Joe Biden's toxic empathy when it came to allowing people into this country and not giving them any kind of timeline. Oh, you can come into the country for as long as you want. You're Haitian and your island has been destroyed by an earthquake. Come on in. You can stay here as long as you want. We'll even give you a driver's license so you can drive big rig trucks, even though you don't speak a word of English nor understand the road signs. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Patrick writes, Lee, last week you were talking about Norman and how Norman is having another problem with homeless and homeless encampments. Norman needs adults in the leadership room on many aspects of the city. It's stunning they haven't figured that out yet, especially on the homeless issue. It won't end well if it isn't dealt with quickly and decisively, meaning they don't need temporary remedies. Great lineup today, Lee. Enjoy your program. Thank you, Patrick. No, the way to solve the homeless problem is to provide shelters. They seem to think that every single person who's living in a tent, every single person who's living outdoors is doing so because they don't have anywhere else to go. They don't have any other resources at their disposal. When we've got plenty of shelters, whether it's Salvation Army, Homeless Alliance, or any of these other places, plenty that aren't even full. And they're not full because many of the people who are homeless because they choose to be. Whether it's mental problems, whether it's drug problems, and many of them don't want to go to a shelter because of the rules. They also don't want to go to a shelter because a lot of times that's where the bad people are. And you got to stay up all night or they'll slit your throat or steal your stuff. So my solution to the problem, Patrick, is stop building shelters that encourage the bad behavior. Because that's what the shelters do. The shelters say, come and stay in this shelter. And you'll be safe. And then in the morning, you can start utilizing some of these resources we have for you. Okay, the morning comes, they leave. Because it's much easier just to walk the streets and beg than it is to actually work. And if you're an addict, you don't care where you sleep or where you eat or even if you sleep or eat. All you care about is that next hit. If you're an alcoholic, it's that next drink. I know it sounds tough, but in the case of homelessness in the metro, it needs tough love. I love you. I don't love your sin. So I'm going to do everything in my power to keep you from sinning, and I'm not going to reward you when you continue to sin. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jacqueline writes, Lee, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas just revealed Arab nations aren't pleading for peace. They're asking President Trump for targeting information so they can hit Iran themselves. Cotton described how Gulf states responded when Iran launched missiles at them. Instead of crying to the UN or begging Trump to stop the strikes, they requested targeting data to join in the fight. This comes amid ongoing U.S. and Israeli operations against Iran's missile arsenals, including nuclear sites, the regime leadership. Arab partners who were hit are now stepping up as part of the real coalition, not sitting on the sidelines. That's the difference between strength and weakness. Real allies don't outsource their defenses. They take the fight to the enemy when provoked. This is how you actually deter aggression and protect American interests in the region. Hashtag America First. Hashtag Coalition Against Iran. Thank you, Jacqueline. Yes, I did see that, and you are right. Completely right. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jake writes, Lee, I just want to say the governor's race is going to be a tough one for a lot of us in agriculture. We've been extremely happy with Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. She's been a phenomenal voice for us in agriculture. If one of the governor candidates can secure her to serve again, they would have my vote. Jake, that's a good point. And I agree with you. Some of these secretaries do get to hang on to their jobs. I think the Secretary of Tourism is doing a very good job. I hope Amy Blackburn, I think she ought to keep her job. She's doing a very good job. So 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Coming up, you don't think that Biden's toxic empathy is affecting us here in Oklahoma? Think again on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You used to have to be the one to make sure that you checked all the fluid levels. You had to make sure you checked the dipstick to see what the oil situation in your car was. You had to hitch a voltmeter to your battery to see if it was Nowadays, your car does all of that for you. And I'm Lee Matthews with Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group is here and has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936. And they want to help continue that support to you and their community by offering to check these vehicles if you have the check engine light or the low tire pressure light or the weak battery or AC. Mine even has a little beeper on it that tells you if the airbags are not working. And then it'll also make an appointment for you. If yours is that significant, good. If not, bring it into Frontier Auto Group and they'll have a look at it and be able to diagnose it right away. And it doesn't matter the make or the model. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 up the roundabout, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma, safety starts with you.
If you see something, say something with the free and anonymous Protect OK app. Whether it's a threat to one of our schools, a public safety concern, or a disturbing post on social media, your tip can help prevent crime and keep our schools and communities safe.
Download Protect OK today, because protecting Oklahoma is everyone's responsibility. Available free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Funded by the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
It's summertime, and kids are playing in the summer sun. But before you know it, Oklahoma parents and caregivers will be swimming in back-to-school to-dos. Visit backtoschoolok.com to get your checklist for everything you need to know about birth certificates, shot records, immunizations, and well-child exams. Get an A-plus on back-to-school readiness at backtoschoolok.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That's kind of what they're doing in Iran right now, walking on the sun, because everything's blowing up. And it's blowing up with the help of the United States and the rest of the Gulf states. So they poked the dragon, and now they're getting the fire. Yeah, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. A 38-year-old Mexican national living in Oklahoma City has been charged by a federal grand jury facing up to 40 years in prison for receipt and possession of child porn. Tim Waltz of Minnesota, are you taking notes? This is how you handle illegal immigrants who are committing crimes in your state. Public records show that Homeland Security investigation agents found that Silvio Ramirez Lopez was using an online chatting app to receive images and videos of child sexual abuse material. Ramirez Lopez is accused of being a member of at least a six group chats through the app where the material was exchanged. He was arrested back in May. Then on July 7th of this year, the grand jury returned the two-count indictment charging him with receipt of child pornography and possession of material containing child pornography. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Ramirez was living in Oklahoma City through, care to guess, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, a Joe Biden bleeding heart program. Ramirez Lopez could face up to 40 years in federal prison if convicted and fined up to $500,000. Not sure he cares, but he's not going to be pardoned like he would be if he were living in Minnesota. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And actor Sam Neill passed away at the age of 78, after he recovered from cancer, his family announced. Neill was surrounded by his family when he did pass away. The New Zealand actor died. The loss was sudden and unexpected, but he did pass away with dignity that characterized his whole life. The Jurassic Park star announced in April that he was cancer-free after undergoing treatment for stage 3 blood cancer. The family said more details would be shared later, but asked if fans respect the privacy as they navigate this immeasurable loss. Born Nigel John Dermot Neill in 1947 in Omagh, Northern Ireland, the actor relocated to Christchurch, New Zealand, with his family when he was a child. He studied English literature at the University of Canterbury before pursuing acting. His breakthrough role came in 1977 with the New Zealand thriller Sleeping Dogs, one of the country's first internationally recognized feature films. That success paved the way for roles in My Brilliant Career, The Omen 3, The Final Conflict, and the psychological horror movie Possession, establishing him as a rising national talent. Wasn't until the 1980s and 1990s he became one of Hollywood's leading men, portraying Dr. Alan Grant as the in the 1993 blockbuster Jurassic Park. And my favorite role of his was in Hunt for Red October. I want to live in Montana, and I will raise rabbits, and I will marry a big, fat American woman, and I will make her cook them for me. My favorite role of his. Sorry to hear that. I'm gathering they knew something was wrong because it sounds to me like it wasn't that big of a surprise to the family, although tragic, definitely. And does that mean there's going to be a third? Because here we go with Lindsey Graham and now Sam Neill, and with this stupid game, who's going to be next? We'll have to wait till tomorrow and see. Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags is coming up next. Make sure to catch Aaron Brillbeck driving you to work tomorrow morning on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.